By DraftKings, and welcome to the radio audience at Sirius XM Channel 204. It's Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Danielle Alvari, and Kelly Bidlin talking sports, talking betting sports, live, in-game. All winners in that first game. Chiefs win it once again, 26-17. As the Bills lose their second in a row, the good news for the Bills, Matt, they get the Jets next week.
That's a cure for what's ailing you.
Jets are the only winless team after the Giants and the Falcons both won yesterday. The Jets are the only winless team in football, as Jets fans here on MSG Plus so very readily know. Sam Darnold, who had the AC joint sprain, been out the last couple weeks. Now the rumors are that there might be a trade of Sam Darnold, if you believe the rumors out there.
Right.
If they're tanking for Trevor, then there really is no place for Sam Darnold, who was the third pick in the draft just a couple years ago. Yeah, I mean, that prop we talked about last week with Danielle, where it was, you know, a team to go 0-16. We said it right here. We're like, don't, you know, look, the Falcons might win this week. Giants are favored, for goodness sakes. But it's basically a Jets bet. And you can still make that bet at DraftKings.
You look down this list, guys, and I mean, it is Bills, Chiefs, Patriots, Chargers, and then it comes to that game that we talked about, where it is the Dolphins on November the 29th, and we saw Tua get in for a couple of plays yesterday.
Exactly, two passes.
Is this where they decide, you know, if they're out of it, let's assume that they're out of it by that point, is this where they decide maybe Tua takes over? And if that's the case, maybe that's the game you circle. But then past that, it's Raiders, Seahawks, Rams, Browns, Patriots, and maybe if the wheels have completely fallen off with the Browns by, you know, Christmas, which this is, this December 27th game, maybe. But you just look at that, and you really do wonder where the win is coming from.
But even that Dolphins scenario that we talked about, that you just mentioned, that we talked about first last week, where it's like, okay, maybe if that's the second Dolphins game where they decide to start Tua for the first time, the Bills just lost again. And already, after yesterday, this is the first time that the Miami Dolphins, first time they've been ahead of the New England Patriots in the AFC East in week six or later since 2008. So if you're part of the Dolphins brass right now, you're thinking, we can win this division. You're literally thinking that at 3-3. So maybe there isn't even a win on the Jets schedule. And I was just mentioning, for those of us who are in survivor pools, and there's a big survivor contest here at Circa in Las Vegas, one of the, you know, not the worst strategy is just take the team who's playing the Jets every week. You're not going to be able to do that every week because obviously they play teams in their division twice and they have a bye and so forth. But when you have the opportunity, is that the worst thing? Because listen, some of these, you know, we said also there'll be a week where the Jets flare up and they're competitive, but there's nothing right now where you look at them and you're like, well, when will that week be?
It was one of the least, what's the proper way to say this, Gil?
Inspiring?
Let's go inspiring. Yes, that's performances I've ever seen on a football field this past week. There was at no point did you look at that on either side of the ball and think, wow, they have some playmakers on this side of the ball or that side of the ball. Every single thing that went down in that game, you just looked and you were like, I mean, we hit the under in this one as well. Because when I said, how did the Jets score 17 points? Well, guess what, guys?
Yeah.
They scored 0 points.
Yeah.
And so we didn't have to worry about that. We didn't have to sweat that one with the under in this, because it's just they're that bad.
The Jets have been outscored, to give you just an idea, and we'll leave it at this because we're not trying to pick on the Jets. Just somehow for the Bills conversation, we ended up on the Jets because they play next week. But the Jets have been outscored in the first halves this season. It was 21-0 at halftime yesterday. 114-29, which means those games are donezo, like right by halftime. It's over. It's like 114-29. There are no situations where the Jets are even giving their fans or people who I can't imagine who backs them at this point betting wise. Maybe if the spread gets big enough. Prior to this Bills game tonight, there was a trickle of 11s out there. Bills 11 on the look ahead versus the Jets next week. I think bettors are going to keep betting the Bills at 11 even after tonight.
When you look player for player, that's the thing. Is like it, even with a performance like this, you still look and you say, okay, well, they'll still be able to pass the ball all over them. You know, maybe the Bills can't run. Maybe they have just an absolutely putrid run offense. Is it going to matter?
Yeah.
Is it really going to matter? And I think that's kind of what we look at whenever we see this. This is how this lines up with this Jets team moving forward. It is going to be very interesting, though, because we're talking about this Bills. I mean, this is the Bills, and again, coming off this, they play the Chiefs the week after. What is that spread going to be?
The Jets play the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
In 2 weeks. What is that? At the Chiefs. What's that spread going to be?
North of 20. I'm not even kidding.
It's going to be something up there.
Yeah.
Jets, minimum 17 and a half.
Yeah.
At right? Chiefs, though.
Or at Jets.
You said
Jets?
It's at Chiefs.
At Chiefs.
Oh, at Chiefs. At Chiefs.
That's 20.
That's 20. That's 20. 21. I think it's 21.
It might be 21. I can't see anybody playing it under 3 touchdowns. But, you know, a game like that they can cover because the Chiefs at some point might just be like, well, you know. The Jets, along with these Cowboys that are about to kick off here in about 9 minutes, the only winless teams in the NFL against the spread. The Jets are 0-6 against the spread. The Cowboys are 0-5. Obviously, the Jets' lines have been bigger, so it's more unimpressive, I guess is the word. And as far as the only teams in the NFL that are undefeated against the spread, if we could flip back to that, it's the Saints. Who are undefeated against the spread. They sit atop. Obviously, the Saints had a bye this past weekend. They're 5-0 against the number. Raiders are 4-0-1, as were the Bills until tonight. So the Bills fall from the
ranks. Good point. 26-17, which means that the Chiefs cover the 5.5. Actually, they cover any number that you got the Chiefs at. But as you mentioned, if you did take the Bills in a teaser, that did get home for you. The under big time here and went off at 55. It did kind of plummet. It was all the way up at 57. I think the weather concerns got some people. It did go off about 55, but it still stayed way under the total.
Sorry, Gil, we tricked you there. Those were the top over teams. Top ATS teams are up now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me. They tricked me. The top ATS teams, Steelers, Seahawks, Broncos, Packers, Chargers. So not at all what I quoted with the Saints there a second ago. Steelers, Seahawks, Broncos, Packers, and Chargers all 4-1 against the number this year. Well, we were correct about the Jets earlier being the one winless team against the number, 0-6, which is brutal given the spreads that they've had thrown at them and so much opportunity to just cover the number. The Cowboys also 0-5. Texans, third worst, 1-5 against the number.
As you mentioned, we're kicking off here in just a few minutes. Cowboys still holding as a 1-point favorite over at DraftKings. We have a total of 55.5 on the money line here, Gil. The Cardinals, even money, Cowboys, -114. So this is another one of those scenarios. If you want to come in on the Cowboys, just take the money line. Don't even put the push in play. Pay the 4 cents.
You said Cowboys one-point favorite. Did I just see it flipped a second ago? Because you were right. It is Cowboys 1-point favorite. Maybe my eyes were playing tricks on me.
Gil, I got my screen up over here. It has been bouncing all around.
Yeah.
Since our show started, it's been flipping from 1, 1.5 on almost either side back and forth.
It's been toggling on the zero all night. But Cowboys right now, as you said, 1-point favorites, total 55.5. Leighton Vander Esch back in the lineup for the Cowboys. As you know, that is huge for the Cowboys' defense, their standout linebacker. Before the game starts, can we talk about baseball one more time? Because you said you're on the Rays here. And you got a great number on them.
Yeah, I got 190 on them.
So I understand that, because that's a really good number. But let me just repeat what the Rays just did in the American League. And Yankees fans, I'm sorry, because you might vomit when you hear this again. The Rays bat 202. Their batting average against the Yankees in that whole series, for the series, remember, they played 5 games that went the distance against the Yankees, was 202. Against the Astros in a 7-game series, for the entire series, it was 201. 201. And just to give you an idea about the Astros series, the Astros struck out 54 times in that series. The Rays struck out 81 times. How did they win this series? The answer is probably the errors on the Houston defense. Just to give you an idea what 202 and 201 respectively for a Rays team in those series. The worst team, you might ask yourself, okay, what was the worst team in baseball batting average-wise over the 60-game regular season? The Reds at 212. So the Rays batting average, and I know there's better stats out there than batting average, but batting average is still a nice little benchmark.
Right.
They're literally on the Mendoza line, up a point or two. And they're in the World Series. And so I get it. Your pitching is good. But listen, the reason that I had the Dodgers every which way and then again last night in Game 7 is the Dodgers are capable of putting out a lineup on offense that regardless of what kind of mishmash pitching they have, because they do have the one true ace in Bueller. Kershaw, let's call him 1A, maybe 2, more accurately. Yeah. But the fact that they're, you know, whatever mishmash they can come up, the notion that they can come out with a lineup like they did yesterday and just present to the Rays, okay, you give us whatever pitcher you want, but our lineup is going to be so strong and our 7, 8, and 9 are going to be Pollock, Peterson, and Taylor. Like, if you could put out a lineup with those three guys at the end of your lineup, it's just such a hard team to fade. And the Dodgers are going to their third World Series in 4 years. They have come up empty the previous two times in that four-year stretch. The Rays going to their second World Series in franchise history. Remember, they lost to the Phillies back in 2008. Remember, that was the weird year where a game got stopped in the middle because of inclement weather. Here are the numbers, Matt, in terms of the game one splits. Game one splits, Dodgers, no surprise, getting most of the percentage of handle and bets at DraftKings on the run line. Over, handle, 70% to 30% on the under at 8. And then on the money line itself, where the Dodgers are minus 165 at DraftKings in game number one, Clayton Kershaw will be on the hill for the Dodgers. Dodgers getting 59% of the handle, but that's the total pool of money bet. But the Rays getting 55% of the total number of tickets per DraftKings game number one.
What this has done is moved off of this, so the Dodgers now are minus 175 in that game going, and plus 145. So we got a few more pennies on the Rays in that one. So yeah, I mean, I played a price here at nearly 2-1. And do I think that the Rays win this series every other time? Probably. And here's why, because like you mentioned, there's one true ace for this Dodgers team where I feel like there are 2.5 kind of for the Rays.
That. Yeah.
And when you also look, so Snell being one of those guys, what he's going to do is have the platoon on a lot of the big bats there for the Dodgers. And what that's going to do is actually take one of them out of the lineup. So Peterson probably won't play in that game whenever Snell goes. It'll probably be Kike Hernandez, which he's been great, but still, like, you're not getting Peterson in there. You're having to go with Hernandez, so it takes one of those big boppers out of the lineup as well. And so, listen, it was a price play for me. Do I think the Dodgers are the better team? Yes, but at nearly 2-1, especially when the market for a lot of the places opened at 155, 160, 165, and was able to find a 190, it was just a little too hard for me to pass up.
Yeah, I get it on the price, but I will tell you again that is so astounding when you look back at the numbers on the Rays in those series offensively. So basically, Randy Arozarena, who we call on this show George Herman Babe Arozarena, for all that he's done, he's the only guy hitting in that lineup. He's hitting great, believe me. But the last three games in their series against the Astros, just drive one, I won't belabor this anymore, but games 5, 6, and 7, the Rays with runners in scoring position against the Astros, a combined 0-for-12. Mm-hmm. So as frustrating as it was for the Astros early in that series, it wasn't like the Rays were doing anything on offense either. It's just incredible that this team, and how ironic, got to the World Series. How ironic, by the way, in the bubble situation that is 2020, the multiple bubble baseball postseason, where we thought it would be the most random, the two number one seeds get there in the end. Dodgers and Rays.
The two teams that played the best baseball all year long.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. And if we could just show the derivative props here before the football game starts, Kelly, because I'm going to put in some pre-flop bets here right now, officially on the show. And by the way, you and I did very well on our multiple series bets on the Dodgers, as it turned out, even down 2-0 and down 3-1. We exploited what we typically do in game if the Dodgers fall behind. Kelly and I essentially did it when the Dodgers fell behind in the series. But I am taking here, Kelly, I'm taking the Dodgers -1.5 at -112. And are you ready for this? Young Gill is grabbing a sweep at +465.
I like it.
How about that?
I'm going to give you better odds than that, Gill.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I'll take that.
Because I assume if you want that, you want it to be a Dodgers sweep.
That's
so
correct.
So Dodger sweep is +775.
Well, let's take that. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
Pardon me.
You're welcome.
Much better market. Didn't know that market existed. Now that I do, I'll put that in.
Dodgers win 4-0 is +775, Kelly.
There's a World Series MVP market at DraftKings as well. Corey Seager gets the National League Championship Series MVP. 5 home runs and 11 RBI will do it in a 7-game series, even though Mookie Betts' defensive plays in games 5, 6, and 7 were probably the key to it all. the shoestring catch in game five to keep the deficit at 2-0, the wall scraper catch to keep the Dodgers lead, or to keep the Dodgers lead at 3-0 in game six. And then last night to keep the Braves lead at just 3-2, Mookie did it again over the wall. World Series MVP. And by the way, for the regular season, I had multiple MVP tickets on Corey Seager. I just mistimed it, right? Mm-hmm. The surge came in the championship series. He'll probably get out. He probably get nipped at the line for the regular season MVP, the one that matters. But for World Series MVP, Mookie Betts is the short shot at 8-1. Tyler Glasnow, who's pitching game one for the Rays, is next at 9-1. And then you have Arozarena at 10-1, Kershaw at 10-1. These are DraftKings. Bellinger and Buehler and Seager, both at all three at 12-1. Morton, Muncie, Snell, 15-1, and everybody longer shots than that. Any interest in any of those?
No, I mean, I think the Glasnow, and you're looking at a scenario where he's a shorter shot because in theory he could throw three times in this series. So he might could, in theory, go 3-0, right? And then win three of the four games.
Because we finally have breaks between games.
Right.
Yeah, we have a break on Thursday, and then we have a break, I believe, on Sunday again.
So in theory, he could go 3-0 and win three of the four games that the Rays win or something like that. But yeah, no, I mean, there's juice isn't worth the squeeze for these. They're so short.
I don't know, man. I'm tempted.
Where?
I'm not
Turner at 25-1.
No, Seager at 12-1 again.
Yeah.
Now, to give it to him consecutively, Championship Series and World Series, he'd have to, I mean, it'd be quite a feat. And if Mookie does anything, they're going to give it to him this time, right? After what he did defensively in this series. But we have time for that tomorrow. I'm not going to put in anything officially. We're underway in Dallas. Kyler Murray and the Cardinals start out first and 10 at their own 25, and there's an incomplete pass broken up on first down, a little short pass over the middle. So just underway now, second and 10 for the Cardinals. Again, the pre-flop number, as Matt just said, in the end, the close, Dallas -1 in what I think will be a high-scoring affair. Again, I have the Cardinals and a tease tied into the Bills earlier, and I have the Cardinals over a separate tease here as well. And you, so we're all trying to hit that middle because you have Dallas in teasers.
Yes, I have Dallas +7.5 in a couple of pretty big ones. So hopefully we can keep this thing within a touchdown. That would
When he does the stretch, he
that would
business.
make for a pretty good weekend.
Kenyon Drake with a second down carry for the Cardinals is going to be 3rd and 6. Let's call it a long six for the Cardinals here. Just underway. Double header football. There's a look, by the way, at some of Matt's pregame numbers since I updated mine. But if we can show Matt's once again, he's got a volume of picks here as well, including the Cowboys +7.5 in second leg of teasers. By the way, Kyler Murray airs it out. Got a man. Oh. And he does not hit his intended receiver, Andy Isabella. But wow, Kyler Murray launched it. It's going to be 4th and 6. The Cardinals 3 and out. They'll punt away. Andy Dalton over Kyler Murray, as we just discussed with Danielle as well.
Yeah. Again, I just think that there's a lot of paths to winning that bet, which is kind of how I go about these props, right? It's just like, you know, is there multiple paths to winning as opposed to just kind of one way of it getting there? And that's why I tend to do either receiver or quarterback props more than I do running back props, because we've seen running backs just get phased out from game plan, you know, right, from a game flow situation.
Game flow situation. Punting away now the Cardinals, and there's a flag. So nothing right there. Cowboys will get the ball 1st and 10 whenever we have, but there's a false start. Cleet Blakeman's your referee. Can you break out some Cleet Blakeman stats for us, Kelly? No?
Try to dig something up, Gil. I'm sure we can. There's some everywhere.
Is he a home ref?
There we go.
On the second part of a doubleheader on Monday Night Football, he is, 0-0, probably.
Yeah.
Matt's making jokes. He said, is he a home ref or a road ref? What we're doing right there, can I just tell people what that was about? Matt and I, and Matt just did that right there, sort of a not-so-inside joke about you'll hear from gamblers a lot of meaningless trends. Now, we are not trends guys, but one of the low-hanging fruit of betting in America is when you hear people talk about, well, this particular team, let's take it to a ridiculous extreme, this team is 8-0 against the spread lifetime on Thursday nights at home, right? You can stretch that out over 10 years or more for it. So it means nothing. It's totally different.
Seven different starting quarterbacks, three different coaching changes, like the whole nine yards.
So what Matt is making fun of right there is that we have actually heard people talk about particular referees having certain quote unquote trends whether they're repping
towards a home team,
towards a home team or towards the road team. And it's especially ridiculous in a pandemic when you don't have full crowds. Andy Dalton and the Cowboys take over first and 10 at their own 28, and Zeke goes nowhere. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage, half yard loss. It'll be second and long for the Cowboys. Andy Dalton, your starting quarterback, obviously, tonight after the horrific injury to Dak Prescott last week. And at least on paper, the Cowboys have themselves maybe the best quarterback, best backup quarterback in the National Football League. As Chris Collinsworth famously says, the most important position in football is quarterback. The next most, your backup quarterback. Andy Dalton in shotgun, second and 10 here, second and 10 and a half. Dalton with his first pass attempt of the game, easy one just to the left to Ezekiel Elliott, who picks up a grand total of 2 yards before he's knocked out of bounds. Third and nine now for the Cowboys as the Cardinals try to trade three and outs and stop the Cowboys right here in their tracks very early. No huddle here for the Cowboys. They're in the hurry up here very early, third and nine. Not much of a hurry up, but no huddle anyway. Dalton in shotgun here right before we go to break. We'll try to get this play in. And now they're taking their time, so we're probably not going to get the play in. We'll come back. We'll update it. We're looking for in-game opportunities, even though we have our pre-flop bets as well. We'll isolate them and exploit them when they come up. It's VSiN's Primetime Action, powered by DraftKings.
DraftKings VIPs enjoy exclusive benefits, enhanced promotional offers, top-tier customer support, access to personalized contests, and more. Visit DraftKings.com/VSiN to learn more. Plus, everyone can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and new customers can get up to $1,000 as a sign-up bonus. Sign up with promo code VSiN to claim your exclusive offer. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Gil.
Thank you, Danielle. Danielle was not happy that I didn't commit to one of those MVP picks, so we're going to revisit it a little later.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Danielle's a little spicy. She said she's on a losing streak. She's a little spicy today.
Losing streak?
Yeah.
Oh, because who did she have yesterday?
The Packers. The Packers.
If only there were two people with her 5 days a week.
who preached how much they loved the Bucs in that game.
Who ended up taking the Bucs. Danielle don't care.
She didn't care. No, she's going. She's an oppo. She's an oppo better.
She's like
contrarian.
She's a contrarian.
Going
she's
rogue.
Contrarian.
She likes the contrarian.
Yeah, she likes the contrarianess.
Third and one, as by the way, dueling three and outs to begin this game. So the Cardinals got the ball back, and now it's third and one at their own 33. Kyler Murray gets a 1 yard completion.
Exactly
and
1 yard.
It will be first and 10. That's enough to move the sticks. A little 1 yard pass to Darrell Daniels right there. Literally 1 yard.
Needed a yard, got a yard.
Yes.
Un yard.
Got a yard.
Un yard.
First and 10 for the Cardinals. Any change in the lines here?
We are now sitting Cardinals as a half-point favorite, so basically a pick 'em.
Basically the same.
53.5 is your live total. Something just flashed, and it went in the Cowboys' direction, so let's...
Oh, boy. Let's see. Here it is. Shotgun. Murray to pass. He just throws it into the dirt. What would be the dirt if we weren't on hybrid turf, but instead he throws it into the ground. So second and 10. Lives to fight another down.
Yeah, that's the way we'll go with that. He has started 1 of 4 for 1 yard.
Yeah. Well, that was that riveting play we just saw.
Dalton 2 of 2 for 4 yards. So as we said,
just like I said before this game.
Yeah, this thing is just shooting out like we
should
thought.
Should be a shootout.
It's okay. Keep on ticking down live total. I'll hit that.
No,
keep on ticking
I'm
down.
I'm with you. That's exactly what we're looking for. So if this does, in fact, get mired in a low-scoring first quarter, and that total will, by extension, come down in terms of an in-game number, what Kelly's talking about is exactly the type of thing we look for. if we have a preflop conviction that it will be a shootout, but it starts slow, all the better to play it again when that number comes down. Only if that's your preflop conviction. If it's not, not trying to sell you on that. Larry Fitzgerald with the reception, but a short one at that, a little 5-yard catch. Third and 5 now for the Cardinals at their own 39. Again, Kyler Murray in shotgun. Now he rolls up to center, comes back, shifting now. And it's an empty backfield, just Murray back there. Third and 5, 9:40 left in the first quarter in... Well, that's going to be a yes. Oh. First down. Larry Fitzgerald caught it 1 yard short of the marker, then lunged forward, and it moves the sticks again. So the Cardinals trying to get something going here early in this ballgame.
Larry Fitzgerald continuing his streak of less drops than tackles in his NFL career.
What is that stat? It's amazing stat.
I'm sorry. I feel like I have to work it in every time I watch a Larry Fitzgerald game. It's incredible.
That's fine. It's fine.
Less drops. Fewer drops.
Fewer drops.
Than tackles. Think about that for a second. I know you have. Certain. That's why you keep bringing it up. By the way, Kyler Murray runs for a subsequent first down. So 9:02 left in the first quarter. Another first down for the Cardinals. As the Cowboys defense already having all kinds of troubles this year, now facing Kyler Murray and the Cardinals for the first time. And Cardinals getting something done here. 7.2 yards per rush this season for Kyler Murray. 7.2 every time he tucks it under. First and 10 at the Cowboys 40. Murray passes, gets batted down, and it'll be second and 10. Murray had a notion to catch that and try to do something with it, but he thought better of it. That Larry Fitzgerald stat against. Let's just say it again. Fewer drops career, and boy, has his career been long, than tackles, meaning... How many opportunities does the guy have to have a tackle on a pick?
Fumble.
Or a fumble.
Gil, I got the exact numbers for you. Heading into the season, it was 39 total tackles in his career, 29 total drops.
That's a better stat than the Russell Wilson has never gotten an MVP vote stat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kyler Murray forced to throw away a second and 10, so Cowboys forcing a third and long. 8:32 left in the first quarter, and... not much change. What's the total down to now?
We're down to 51.5. So we went off at 55, 56, right. Something somewhere in there. So we're down a full 5.
If they stop them here, Kelly, if they stop them here and then the Cowboys get stopped, I think that's the time to jump in.
I'd be interested to see the number here after maybe if it's a punt, a long field for the Cowboys, maybe.
We'll see what happens here. We got to go to break. We'll come back. We'll update everything. It's VSiN's Primetime Action powered by DraftKings, looking for in-game opportunities.
Use some expert guidance with our weekly football betting, and now VSiN, the sports betting network, is providing all access to everything we offer for the rest of the football season for only $129. You'll get our weekly digital betting guides with power ratings, predicted scores, and consensus picks, access to our 24/7 live video stream and daily email updates featuring the best bets, breaking news, advanced stats, and game previews on VSiN.com, plus our 2020-2021 bowl betting guides. Give yourself an edge this season. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to get your football midseason special today. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Gil, tell us what happened.
We're watching the Cardinals and the Cowboys, and Andy Dalton was under duress. He shook sort of the first hit and then decided to throw the ball, lofted over the middle. And Devondre Campbell, inside linebacker for the Cardinals, was the only man in the middle of the field. It went right to him at the 25-yard line, the Cowboys' 25-yard line, and he proceeds to drop the ball. Brutal.
I mean, just as we all thought, guys, so here we are 7 minutes into the game, and DeAndre Hopkins has zero catches for zero yards, and nobody not named Ezekiel Elliott even has a target for the Cowboys so far in this game.
Was that Campbell or was that Jordan Hicks? I thought it was Devondre Campbell, but forgive me, Campbell family, if it was Jordan Hicks.
It was Hicks. Hearing from downstairs.
Yeah, Jordan Hicks just dropped that just over the middle. It was 58, not 59. But you're right. I mean, we've got no stats. The Cardinals did manage to get a few first downs on their last drive, but the Cowboys right now, 3rd and 11, deep in their own territory, are staring perhaps at their second straight 3rd and out to start this game. They are 0 for their last 14, are the Cowboys this year, on 3rd and 10+. That's the other thing. Even with Dak, it's not like they were in catch-up mode. Mm-hmm. They were an offensive machine, but not really early in games. Here is Dalton on 3rd and 11, and he just gets blitzed. He is going to get rid of it. Okay, a lot happened right there. They could have called a safety in the grasp. They did not. Dalton was able to get away with it. He threw it to the 5-yard line where Zeke Elliott looked like he was going to catch it, then looked like it might have been picked on a bounce, and it falls incomplete.
Did he bat that down on purpose? Because he knew that it almost looked as if he did that on purpose.
I don't think so. I think he was trying to catch it. Oh, that was just a jailbreak on a blitz. Dalton does get rid of it, and I think it just bounces off Zeke. Ooh, I've seen in the grasp called for less. Let's put it that way.
I agree.
Yeah.
A heck of a job by Dalton.
Yep.
That was a heck of a job.
Here's a punt. The Cardinals are going to get this in great field position. They field it right at the 50 and don't go anywhere. In fact, they might have lost a yard. So first and 10 for the Cardinals.
Like we said, shootout.
Oh, it's going to be shootout, guys.
Yeah, offensive just points everywhere.
Absolutely.
We are now 50 and a half on the live line, so it's refusing to...
Come on down more.
It's refusing to give us what we're looking for.
We need a Cowboys first down or two, at least.
Well, I mean, I'm looking for mid-40s. 50 and a half is not going to get... entice me.
No.
I'm thinking 48 I'm in at.
48?
48 or under I'm in at. I'm not in at now. I'm saying if it gets to that, I will be.
7:12 left in the first quarter. So a little more than a half of a quarter gone in this one.
Cardinals, 1.5 favorites. Again, as we said, 50 and a half on the live total. Minus 124 if you want the Cardinals on the money line. Minus 103 if you want the Cowboys on the money line.
I'll tell you what, I don't want anything.
I don't want anyone. I don't want anything in this game.
The only good news is that both of our teaser legs look fabulous, +7.5 each way at this point in the game. Not the way we would have scripted it, but okay. Here's the thing, and I'll say this once a week. There are a lot of bad football teams. I'm not sure the Cardinals are bad, because I actually think the Cardinals have a shot to do very well this year. But the Cowboys' defense was already putrid. And now it is going to take, it appears, some acclimation period for Andy Dalton. We have a half quarter here after his coming into the game late last week. And remember the two big plays made by Gallup in that game very easily might not have happened. There's just spectacular mm-hmm. plays by Gallup. So we'll see. We don't know what we're getting necessarily with Andy Dalton. It's not a good start for the Cowboys. And we'll see if the Cardinals can cash in now on a short field. At midfield, or let's call it the 49 of the Cardinals right there. So that's what's going on with that. Anything else from yesterday while they're in break here? Because we talked about all the strange things that happened at the end of the Texans-Titans game, the strange coaching decisions made in that one in terms of Romeo Crennel, the greatness of Mike Vrabel and what he did taking a 12-man on the field on purpose, Ron Rivera's decision to go for the win in the Washington football team Giants game, another Bears getting away with not managing the other team's timeouts. They got away with it again. And then also the decision by the Broncos to all of a sudden start throwing the ball way downfield and have to just hang on to dear life against the Patriots. What about the Patriots? Let me just go there.
That's where I was going to go with it when you said what was a takeaway from that. And you really dig into these stats. And, you know, listen, Cam has definitely played okay so far this year. But when you really dig in, the games where he's played teams with a pulse, he has not performed very well. And I'm being fairly liberal when I said the Broncos have a pulse, right? And like he has not performed all that well. And I don't necessarily think that it's Cam's fault. When you start to look around, right? I mean, his number one receiver is a 5'10" guy, you know, and N'Keal Harry can't seem to like figure it out, you know, and like there's just Demir Byrd is now his number two wide receiver, a journeyman guy that's never been able to stick on a team, you know, since he's been in the NFL. So there's just nobody around Cam Newton to really make anything happen.
And I loved N'Keal Harry at ASU.
This is this game is not, now we are all the way down to 47.5.
47.5, Kelly.
A punt and I'm in.
That's a false start, by the way, for the Cardinals. So it's going to be 3rd and 12. third and 12 for the Cardinals. False start on Justin Pugh there on the offensive line. You're in.
You need a punt.
You're in, or you're waiting for the punt here?
For a punt.
Yeah, I think I'm going to wait for the punt too and see what happens. Although we'll see, the Cardinals have something to say about that as they try to get in at least field goal territory. Again, great field position. And on the first two plays of this drive, they have not been able to do anything. We're going to break. I don't know if we're going to get this in time, but here's Kyler Murray in shotgun. And they snap it. And we'll let you know as we go to break. Murray to pass. It is complete to Fitzgerald. And it's Hopkins. And that is a first down for the Cardinals. We're coming back. VSiN's primetime action, powered by DraftKings.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and new customers receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Use promo code VSIN when you sign up and start betting with the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's that easy. Download the app, use code VSIN, and get up to $1,000 as a sign-up bonus. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit the DraftKings Sportsbook for full details. Gil, Matt.
Deep money.
What's
Danielle Alvari, everybody. We talked about you earlier when we said you took the Packers yesterday.
I was going to say D money. That was generous of you.
Well, I'm trying to switch your mojo.
That's good. I appreciate that.
Yeah, maybe that'll do it. Matt, with an impassioned speech about the Bucks on Friday, you were like, eh.
Yeah, you just said, that guy. What does that guy know?
Yeah.
What brought you to the Packers?
I put too much trust in Aaron Rodgers, I think, is what happened there. But I underestimated how angry Brady would be after that Bears loss. Definitely.
Angry Brady.
Yeah. Never underestimate angry Brady. But I will say, it's just going to take one time for me to bet against you guys and be correct.
Yes.
I'm going to be insufferable. Just wait on it.
Will be drunk with power.
Of money I'll spend just to get you guys one time. And I'll remember that time.
It'll happen eventually.
We didn't even bring up that time that me and you went oppo on the Anthony Davis rebounds. And I was saying he went over 10 in that one as well.
Fake injury.
He's bringing this back like 2 weeks ago.
Listen. I'm trying to say she's forming a bad pattern. This is a bad.
The
bad
same
pattern.
Person who told me not to take Anthony Davis on rebounds because some game he has 2 and some game he has 10. So,
whoa.
Actually, was listening to Matt Brown on that one, Admiral Brown. But let's take a look.
When's it, Kelly? You get 45.
45. By the way, let me just update folks. So when we went to break, it looked like the Cardinals had a first down. But what, of course, happened 3 seconds after we went to break, a flag and a looked like a pick, but it was really a hold, I believe, on Larry Fitzgerald on the play. So.
Matt, good
Cardinals third and long. They didn't get it. Cowboys ball now. 5:07 left in a sluggish first quarter for both teams. Zach Martin hurt for the Cowboys right now.
Total's down to 45.
Total is down to 45. We are Cowboys 2-point favorites. Total down to 45. Money line -130 on the Cowboys, +104 on the Cardinals. And if you are wondering what has been going on in this game, we can sum it up pretty quickly. Nothing. Andy Dalton has 4 yards passing. Kyler Murray has 12 yards passing. And that's where we sit. Right?
This has been pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Pretty brutal.
Is Andy, though, he's 100%, right, for completion? Is he still?
Oh, no. He is 2 of 4 for 4 yards.
He was 2 for 2 for one.
With all of his targets going to Ezekiel Elliott. All 4 targets.
Kelly, are you in?
Over 45 and a half.
I got over 46 and a half. So I'm not quite as good of a number as Kelly, but I'm over 46 and a half. We're both in. Chalk it up. Officials, Zach Martin, by the way, gingerly walking off the field. Key cog of the Cowboys offensive line.
So I know earlier you guys were talking about the World Series, and yes. I feel like a little bit left out, so I'm going to bring it back up. Matt Brown, you said you're in on the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the series favorite at -200. And the Rays at +160.
I'm on the Rays.
On the Rays at +160.
I'm on the Rays. No, actually, I got +190.
Nice.
And so that was a lot of the reason as to why I got in on them when I did. The price was really off of what everybody else had opened at, and so was just kind of taking advantage of that. But, you know, I mean, look, are the Dodgers a better team? Yes. But nearly at 2-1, something I, you know, whatever. Maybe that's, maybe I'll regret making that bet. I don't know. But I it's too much for me to pass up, Gil.
That's probably why I misheard it. I heard you say the Dodgers are the better team, so I assume you were on them. But what about that series spread? -112 on both sides. You see the Dodgers or the Rays winning by more than one game?
Gil, you're in on that, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm on the Dodgers -1.5 at -112. And I even took a flyer. Are you ready for this? On the sweep at +465.
No.
You got way better, right?
Oh, no, at the +7. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah.
Exact outcome. So you, if you click instead of total games played, if you click exact outcome, mm-hmm. Dodgers to win in a sweep +775.
Yeah. The problem is that we can't bet at DraftKings here. So I'm desperately looking for that prop.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm not going to tell you I'm betting something unless I actually did it. So the only one that I've bet so far is the 4-game sweep.
Right.
I don't have that one.
Where you can pick games exact.
But if you have the better one, bet that. So again, we just if we tell you we're betting something, we're being authentic about it, with the exception of golf, which is a contest. Yeah. Third and three for the Cowboys here at their own 33-yard line. The Cowboys have yet to get a first down in this ball game, if I'm not mistaken. Dalton rolls out to the left. There is your first
there
down for the Dallas Cowboys. Michael Gallup on the 5-yard catch. So first and 10 for the Cowboys, 4:20 left in an interminable first quarter, by the way.
Amari Cooper. 0 yards. DeAndre Hopkins, 0 yards.
All right, so that head-to-head is
Lamb,
looking good.
0 yards. I mean, this is crazy.
Michael Gallup, 5 yards.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, so now here we have World Series exact results,
right.
And this is what Matt was talking about here. Matt, are you taking a flyer on anything?
You know, with my Tampa Bay bet... I'll probably hold tight. I'll probably be looking to play these things individually. I mean, just because I have that Tampa Bay bet at 190 doesn't mean, obviously, like we talk about, that I won't be looking to get in on a Dodgers price in game or something like that if something pops up nice. The only problem is we found with these with the Dodgers, it so rarely happens for us that we get at least a juicy number. We'll get a number that we like, but we don't get those juicy numbers we were getting like in the NBA playoffs.
Right.
So here's a question. If the Dodgers lose game one and you get a more favorable price the next day, is that something where you would double down on the Dodgers?
I did it the whole Brave series.
Yeah.
I didn't have a Dodgers pre-flop series bet as I don't here, mm-hmm. right? I had it with the spread. But after game one, when the Dodgers lost, we jumped in on the Dodgers. I did. I think Kelly did as well. -110 or -101. I can't remember the number. When they fell behind 2-0, grabbed them in plus money.
There it is.
And then at 2-1, bet them again. Didn't after at 3-1 or beyond that, but had them had those three bets going, and it cashed out yesterday.
All right, Gil, here. Merry Christmas. I got Dodgers to win 4-0 plus 800 at a shop in town that you'll be able to
buy. Oh, do you? Okay. Lead me to that shop.
By the way, there's
a fumble for the Cowboys. They had just crossed midfield.
And that is definitely going the Cardinals' way.
Yeah, Andy Dalton did a little shovel. Was that to Zeke?
Yep.
And Zeke coughed it up. Cardinals first and 10 at their own 46 as we continue to straddle midfield in this game. Jeez, 2:36 left in the first quarter here. I have an in-game 46.5 over. Kelly's got an in-game 45.5. And right now, both of those feel kind of comical.
This is, I mean, this game is comical so far.
I thought, you know, again, the Bills-Chiefs game was no masterpiece earlier in the rain in Buffalo. In a very strange early Monday game with no crowd. This, I thought, it's like, did the Cowboys and Cardinals know that they had a game scheduled tonight?
I mean, this was Dalton. I mean, listen, Dalton so far, and I mean, they're not lighting the world on fire, obviously, but listen, to get out of that safety situation and then to make something out of that, I mean, he's trying to make plays here.
Zeke coughs this up. Oh, no, he did get it knocked out. Pardon me. I was going to say he coughed it up on his own, but it did get knocked out of his hands as he tried to go upfield. Knocked out by by Savion Smith of the Cardinals. So first and 10 now for the Cardinals. Kyler Murray looking to heave it downfield, and he just absolutely misses DeAndre Hopkins, who was wide open crossing the field.
I mean, what this has done, as you would imagine, all it did was just flip the line again. So Cardinals are back to 1-point favorites. The Cowboys are now back to 1-point dogs. 45.5 is your live line. Minus 104 for the Cowboys, minus 121 for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I just want to point out to people that as smart as we might seem some nights in here, and hopefully the smarter nights exceed the nights where it's less than smart, there are going to be nights like this where we just have a complete misread on one of these games. But this is DeAndre Hopkins, 4 targets, no catches. He was wide open, and Kyler Murray just flat out missed him. Second and 10, Cardinals at their own 46, 2:31 left in an interminable first quarter, as I said. And now he just overthrows Kenyon Drake on a little, you know, short pass to the right, and it's 3rd and 10 for the Cardinals.
What do you say?
I don't. There's not much more.
Well, I mean, what do you say to this?
No.
I mean, this is just.
We'll let you know.
This is bad football.
We'll let you know when something happens.
Yeah. This is just bad football.
DeAndre Hopkins and Amari Cooper still in a dead heat for most receiving yards. That's the good news.
0-0
Yeah. Still in a dead heat.
Murray's 3 for 12 for 12. 2 carries for 21 yards. So 21 rushing yards, 12 passing yards. As Murray on 3rd and 10 in shotgun. Surveying. He decides to run it. Yes.
This has been the best play for them all night.
And he
is him just taking off.
And well, this is what I say about the Dolphins with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick realizes sometimes he's like, let me just tuck this under. Kyler Murray needed 10 yards. He got exactly 10 yards. And it's 1st and 10 now for the Cardinals as we roll past the 2-minute mark, 2 minutes left in the first quarter. That is their best play.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if he's got confidence now. It's just been so inaccurate in this game as well.
Well, this is what Matt was talking about with the passing prop as well. He was saying that he's more likely to run it than to throw a touchdown. So if nobody else is helping him out, maybe he's going to do it to get it done.
We're at 3 for 12 for Kyler Murray for 12 yards.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we drove that home moments ago. Yeah.
Wow.
It's just a first down run for the Cardinals, Kenyon Drake for about 4 or 5 yards.
Then Dalton's got 5 completions for 23 yards.
Anything else on the baseball, Danielle?
Just how many games you think it'll go to. Obviously, we kind of covered that for you as well. You're saying maybe just 4 and out.
Well, I think the bet that I want to make is the sweep. Now,
right.
Do I think beyond a shadow of doubt that's going to happen? No. Rays are certainly capable of making it far more interesting than that. But that's the bet I want to make at that number. And there's a pass. Kyler Murray squeezes that into DeAndre Hopkins. Just gets it in. 1st and 10 for the Cardinals. Not quite yet in the red zone. Here we go. We're in field goal range. DeAndre Hopkins with the catch there. So it's 1st and 10 at the Cowboys 26-yard line. As we head to break, I think we're going to have points by the time we come back.
All right.
That's my prediction. We'll see if that happens. It's VSiN's primetime action powered by DraftKings.